Welcome to our Saturday Worship Weekend program here on Champion FM Radio for a time to enter and dwell in the Holy of Holies. We feature today specially crafted live worship songs that will lead you into His presence as you get caught up and caught away. Today, we have something from 3-Minute Theology to share on what is worship.
Sir Isaac Newton's famous third law of motion states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. What this means in physics is that any time two objects interact with each other, there are always two opposite forces at play. If person A pushes against a wall, let's say, the wall is pushing back on the person with an equal force in the opposite direction. When a gun fires a bullet, the force pushing backwards makes the gun recoil, and so on. Newton's third law is sometimes called the action-reaction law, and it actually provides us with an unexpected image for one of the most central acts of the Christian life, the act of worship. Of course, most Christians would agree that worship is right at the heart of a thriving life with God. But what's harder to get agreement on is what exactly worship is. If you were to ask a dozen Christians to define it, you'd probably get a dozen different answers. Some would talk about singing songs to Jesus. Some would talk about taking part in the traditional ceremonies of the church, like communion and baptism. Others would talk about their quiet times of prayer at home. So which of these definitions is right? Well, maybe it would help if we looked at a couple of key passages in the Bible where people actually are worshiping God to see if we can't detect a pattern. One of the central stories in the Bible, for instance, is about how God rescued the people of Israel when they were slaves in Egypt. Right at the start of the story, it says that God heard the people groaning in slavery, so he sends Moses to tell them that he's going to help. And it says that when the people heard that the Lord was going to help them, they bowed their heads and worshiped. God acted, and the people responded. Well, the same pattern is there in the New Testament. In the Gospel of Luke, it tells how Peter met Jesus for the first time. Peter's been fishing all night but caught nothing. Along comes Jesus, who tells Peter to cast his net into the deep water. And when he does, the catch of fish is so huge that they need another boat to help them bring it in. And then it says, when Peter sees it, he falls on his knees and says, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." Or how about this one? After Jesus' resurrection, doubting Thomas is, well, doubting. The resurrected Jesus suddenly appears to him and tells him to put his fingers in his wounds. And it's when Thomas sees the nail holes of the cross, that's when he says, "My Lord and my God." This revelation and response pattern is pretty consistent in the Bible. Worship generally starts with God showing himself in some particular way, and when the people see God at work, they respond accordingly. Worship, you might say, is sort of like the action-reaction law of the Christian life, where every action of God, saving, healing, convicting, helping, and so on, can elicit and does elicit a reaction from us. It's not an equal reaction, of course, but when it's the appropriate reaction for whatever the particular way is that God has revealed himself, that's when we're worshiping. This revelation can happen in all sorts of ways. Hearing the story of Jesus and realizing how much God loves us. Reading something in the Bible that puts its finger on something that we're going through right now. Working among the poor and the marginalized and discovering the presence of Jesus there. And worship is our appropriate reactions to these particular actions of God, whatever they may be. It may be raising our hands and singing our hearts out. It may be sitting in overwhelmed silence. It may even mean a drastic overhaul of our lives. But however it happens, in that response, we'll be discovering what the Bible meant when it tells us to worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness.
Our scripture for today is from Psalm 95, verses 6 until 7. And it says this, "Come, let us bow down and worship Him. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. He is our God, and we are the people He cares for, His sheep that walk by His side." Amen. Today, listen to your Father as He speaks, as He directs, or simply sings over you.
what the Lord has done for you. Every mountain brought low, see how the old has been made new. What else can I do but worship? What else can I do but sing? Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Spring up like a fountain, let it overflow. Singing, holy, holy, holy is your name. Everything I have lost, the blood of Jesus has redeemed.
I won't last without you.
surrender. Lord, here I am, still in your presence. I lift up my hands. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me again. I need revival. I need revival.
Thank you. moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus, and your voice is calling me out. And right now I know you're able, and my God, come through again. You can do cause you never lost a battle. No, you never lost a battle. And breaking
Presence all along, which is your presence all along, 'cause you're the only love that satisfies me ever. Spirit move, 'cause when you have your way, something has to break. So tear down every lie, set the wrong thing right, 'cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break. It does, it does. And it will, Jesus.
Feel it in this room. Holy Spirit, move. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break.
Yeah. you. I know there'll be moments, or there have been moments, when we feel like we're inadequate or like we're incompetent. Maybe there's a promise that God has given us and we doubt ourselves. We doubt, am I really able to be or fulfill that place that you called me to? But I declare over your life that you will not fail. You will not fail. If God be for you, who can be? You are the curse breaker. And God is going to hold you up. He's going to hold you up. He's holding you up. Yes, Lord. He's holding you up. I dare you to declare it over your life and make it personal. Come on. He's holding you up. He's giving you a new innovative idea. Yes, he is. He's holding you up. Oh, come on. Let's sing it together. He's holding you. He's holding you up.
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 He's holding you up. God won't leave you nor forsake you.
He's holding you up.
You gotta know he's got your back.
He's holding you up.
They gotta wait upon the Lord sharing you.
He's holding you up.
Come on, he's holding you up.
He's holding you up. But God is saying, I've got you. I've got you. I believe that you will do it. Oh, oh, something has to break. Hallelujah. He's holding you. He's holding you up. He's holding you up. He's holding you up. He's holding you up. Jehovah Rapha, Elohim, our Lord forever. You're the King of Kings. Yes, you
beautiful Jesus. precious is the one who bore my sin. How beautiful the hands that drew me in, the Savior of the world, the one who's not contained by time or space, the one who lit the stars and knows my name, the Savior.
About him.
And today we heard from Revival Worship with Rekindle the Fire, Mariner's Worship with Oh My Soul, I Need Revival, the latest worship single from Woo Worship, Elevation Worship and featuring Torrin Wells with Never Lost. We also heard from Bridge Worship and their track Only Name. Something Has to Break by Red Rocks Worship, Kira Sherrod and Essential Worship, the song Jesus by Influence Music and featured Jonathan Traylor and Melody Noel, and finally The Risen Lamb of God was from The Church Will Sing and featured Matthews Enteler with Bridge Worship. Stay tuned for our announcements and messages here on Champion FM Radio. What do you miss most about church during this pandemic season? Has it been the face-to-face meetups with other church members? Or the in-person fellowships? Could it be the singing with fellow believers or simply driving to church? Is our question all this month of June. Go to championfmmusic.com and follow the pop-up box and let us know. We would love to hear from you. It's our tribute to fathers everywhere all this weekend. Today's video is from the Skit Guys and is entitled Stepping Up, a Father's Day tribute. Go to our film page on our website with your father and watch this beautiful video together. Worshipping God is acknowledging Him in all we do and giving thanks for it. Always have that heart focus on God, the heart of worship. This is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.